Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. First of all, I can't hear you very well.
All right, how can I help you, sir? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. I'm an elderly gentleman, and my hearing's not wonderful to begin with, so I appreciate any help on your end. My name is John Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N. I have been a customer, and somehow I got sidelined because you couldn't send my order because some problem with my Visa card, whether the number had changed or something like that. Is there some way you can get on the same page with me? L-E-H-M-A-N, John.
Give me 1 second here. All right, see, let me see here.
I got an email message from you about it, but I like to do things on the phone if I can.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. So I'm just trying to pull up my systems here.
Yeah, you take your time.
Okay, sir. Thank you for patiently waiting. All right. Can you provide me... you say you already have a product with us? Or were you trying to order a product? What's going on again, sir?
Yes, I've been receiving it for a couple of years. And I got a notice from you saying they couldn't ship my shipment because the number had changed on my Visa card and you were unable to automatically send it. So
okay.
I want to restart that, but I have a question. I want to know if I can have that sent less frequently than I did before because I always get behind on it. So
okay.
I'd like to know if I can have that same two-box order shipped quarterly. In other words, only starting in June, September, December, and March, four times a year instead of what it was before. I think it was every 2 months. And I would get way backed up on it, and I would have to recall and request you to hold it up for a while and all that stuff. So can I have that restarted, and can I have that sent like that? June, September, December, and March. Only four times.
Can you provide me with your last name and zip code?
I beg your pardon?
Can you provide me with your last name and zip code?
My last name is Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N. My zip code is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15237.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address?
Yes. I'm at 604 Calais Drive, C-A-L-A-I-S, at apartment 1105. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15237.
Thank you. All right, do you see here you had our Omex Ultra Pure 2-box? Receive every 2 months. All right, do you see that closed out because of the card? So let's go ahead and change that card information.
Well, I got a new card because it's one with a chip in it, and I didn't think the number had changed, but maybe because the expiration date changed or something. I don't know, but you were unable to use it. So I want to give that number to you and have you ship that four times every 3 months instead of every two.
Okay. Can you provide me with the card number, please?
Yes. It's a Visa, and it's 4109-7700-0004-1533.
And what's the expiration date?
It's
12:23. Okay, I got that down.
Do you need that little number from the back of the card?
No, sir, I don't.
Can you tell if that number is different than the one you had on before?
No, sir, I wouldn't, because I've already put in a new card information. Once the new card goes in, the old card goes away.
Yeah, okay. I just wondered. I didn't think the number changed, but I guess the expiration date change is enough to make it different. I don't know. But my big question is, could you send that four times a year instead of as often as it was before?
Give me 1 second here. Trying to pull up so I can get it to your... Bear with me a few more seconds, sir. I do apologize about that wait.
That's all right. Just so we get it right.
So this is acting a little bit slow here, sir. I do apologize about that wait.
That's okay. You take your time, and that's your job, and I'm a very patient man.
All right, do you mind providing me with your last name and zip code here, please?
I'm sorry?
Do you mind providing me with your last name and zip code again, please?
Yes, Lehman, Lehman, 15237.
Okay. I'm trying to pull it up so I can place you a new order. Seems not to be letting me. Yeah. I'm still here, sir. I do apologize about that wait.
It's all right. I've forgotten your name. What's your name?
My name is Demetrius.
Pardon?
My name is Demetrius. Yes, sir. Demetrius, that is my name. spare me a few moments, or I might have to end up transferring you over to another agent so they can help you out better.
Okay, that's fine with me.
All right, I'm still here, sir. Just bear with me a few moments. Alright, sir. I'm gonna get you transferred over. Just bear with me, choose. Thank you for patiently waiting, sir. I'm getting transferred over now.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
And how long have you had this car, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm sorry?
And how long have you had this card?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, and how long have you had the card?
How long have I had this card?
Yes,
months,
sir.
Year, I don't know.
Okay, no problem.
They only replaced it because they sent me one with a chip in it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think the number had changed. Am I speaking with a different person, or are you still
this
the
is,
same?
This same person, same person. I just had to ask that before I transferred you over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no problem with the card. I don't know why.
It's not anything it's not anything wrong with the card.
Why is this such a problem? I've never had a problem before.
It has nothing to do with you. It looks like here's my system here. That's why I'm getting you transferred over to another agent.
What if I call this number back? Would I get somebody else? Or would
you'll
I
get somebody
you?
Else. Yeah, you'll get somebody
Pardon?
Else. I said, yes, sir, you'll get somebody else.
Is that what I should do or what? I'm open to suggestions here.
Right. I'm getting you transferred over, sir. No problem. I do apologize about that. Wait.
Okay.
Let's get you transferred over so they can help you out with this.
Okay.
All right, sir, I'm getting you transferred now. Now, you should be on a brief hold. It shouldn't be that long there. Then that OMAX agent's going to be online waiting for you. I'm going to let him know what's going on, so he should already have your account already in front of him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem, sir.